Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there's a very bizarre story that came out of Russia today, and they were listening to Obama's speech in which he said the United States is indispensable, implying that any other nation on earth is dispensable. And I think it betrays this view in Washington, D.C., that the U.S. has indeed become the sole superpower. Now, remember, back in the 1990s, for the Project for the New American Century advised as a policy to take advantage of the collapse of the Soviet Union and create a unipolar world centered on the United States. People are calling him on that one. And the reality is, right now, this so-called indispensable United States has invaded more states in the world, has violated human rights and international law more than any other country. Now, remember about a week ago, shortly after awarding a judgeship to this lawyer who created the memo, which supposedly says that Barack Obama has an authority under the Constitution of the United States of America to murder any American citizen anywhere in the world for merely being suspected of being a terrorist. And he got this judgeship. He's now in line to eventually be on the Supreme Court. That'll keep you up at night. And in response to all the criticism and so forth, the White House said they were going to finally release this memo proving that it is perfectly legal for Obama to assassinate any one of us. Well, they've gone back on that one. Now the U.S. government has suddenly moved to classify this memo, to make it a crime to release it. So we have reached the point in dictatorship where there are secret laws that we are not allowed to know about, but are expected to go along with. Of course, the only reason for classifying this memo is that whatever is in there is not going to pass any kind of a constitutional examination, because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights absolutely do not allow the government to simply kill Americans at whim, or anybody else for that matter. Now, a little while ago, as part of the inquiry into just how we got into that mess in Iraq, the British government had agreed to release the records of conversations between phony Tony Blair and George Bush. Well, now they've backed off on that one, and they say they're going to prepare a document of the gist of the discussions, meaning they're just going to write it up out of thin air to make themselves look good. The Chilcot inquiry is trying to get at the root of just how that we wound up in Iraq when there obviously were no weapons of mass destruction. And now they were told they were going to get these conversations and transcripts between Tony Blair and George Bush, and now they're backing off and saying, we'll sort of summarize them for you. You know, and there's hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents. We're just going to fill out this little 3x5 index card with all that you need to know. Now, getting over to the veteran scandal, this is being reported in Russia today. And I know right now they're trying to get Shinseki to resign. They're going to just dump this all on him and say, well, Shinseki has resigned, the problem is over, and you don't need to fret about it anymore, especially going into the November elections. But apparently, what is coming out from the actual investigation is this cooking of the books by the VA has been going on for over 6 years. To hide the fact they were delaying and denying care to the country's veterans. Another examination down at the Phoenix VA shows that there are 1,700 veterans being kept on the hidden wait list and not on the official wait list. And they can't even begin to see a doctor until they're on the official wait list. And a lot of these people are dying before they ever get any medical care for the injuries they sustained in service to the private central bankers wrapped in the flag. So for those of you considering military service, and again, John Stewart made a valid point on The Daily Show about a week ago. It has been going on all along. It's part of the nation's history. When you are healthy and fit and able to go out and kill the people the government wants killed and invade the countries the government wants invaded and seize their natural resources the government wants seized, they'll give you guns and body armor and all kinds of stuff. They'll spend all kinds of money on you, on your training. But once you're wounded and you're of no more use to them, they don't want to spend another penny on you. And it has been going on all along. And this is not going to end with Shinseki's resignation. He's just the scapegoat. He's the sacrificial lamb that they're going to throw to the wolves, let him get good and bloody and act like they're trying to deal with the situation, but they aren't. Have you seen anybody talk about increasing the funding to the VA to get these delayed patients the treatment they need? No, you haven't, nor will you. The focus is entirely on a wartime economy. They don't want to even admit that's where we are, but we're in a wartime economy. Everything is being neglected so that all the money goes to these wars of conquest. It's already falling apart. Interesting article over at Joseph Pedo Poetry. He's a poet, but apparently he's paying attention to what's going on. He's raised the possibility that the grieving father in Santa Barbara, who was out there bashing the NRA on the media cameras, may have also played a similar role following Sandy Hook. And he appears to have had a beard in one, clean-shaven in the next, bald in one, very obvious toupee in the other. But remember when we had that Hollywood filmmaker on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said he knew the Boston bombing was a fake because he recognized the actors on the street as people who had he had worked with in the film and television industry. So now it's beginning to look like they're recycling and reusing the same crisis actors. And, of course, everybody's out there trying to exploit this tragedy. Over in California, Assemblyman Skinner has introduced yet another gun bill, the Gun Violence Restraining Order, which legalizes gun violence restraining orders and firearm seizure warrants issued by California courts on rumor and hearsay. Oh, I think my neighbor's a little bit crazy. All right, we'll take his guns. It's amazing here. MSNBC's Chris Hayes is blaming the California shooting on the open carry and men's rights movement. Remember when feminism really got going in the 1990s and all men are rapists and they're all evil and they're all child molesters and really you just ship them off to die in war because we can't have them in our society? And so they're back to bashing, the men's rights movement is to blame for the California shooting. It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Gabby Giffords is out there saying Congress has to pass gun control to protect women. They're trying to turn it into a feminist issue. Get out the hip waders because the bovine excrement has hit the flood stage on this stuff. Now, amazingly enough, back in 2011, no less a publication than Time magazine ran an article saying that these legal prescription psychiatric drugs seemed linked to increased amounts of violence. And they went down the list of the top 10 drugs and actually said people on Luvox are 8.4 times more likely to be linked with violence than with other medications. It's one of the most dangerous ones out there. And by the way, one of the Columbine shooters was on this medication. And Time sort of hemmed and hawed and said, we don't know these medications are causing the violence, but there's obviously a statistical correlation that has to be looked at. And they're absolutely right about that. So even back in 20, they've known all along. It's not the guns. It's the drugs. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, a few days ago, we were poking fun at this corporate media bimbo who came out saying that Michelle Obama had signed a particular piece of legislation regarding dietary recommendations. Now, I've read that constitution, and the president's wife isn't allowed to sign anything. And now CNN has had a bit of an embarrassment because apparently somebody using their anybody can post news story put on a story that the Earth would be destroyed by an asteroid on March 2041. And CNN let the story run. In fact, people were sending it to me. They said that you should post it. And said, no, they can't actually predict the stuff that far out. CNN has now had to retract that story and apologize for it. They're not really paying much attention over there anymore. They've gotten lazy. They sit at the computer, they get the proclamations from the government, they write it up as their own news, and they put it on out there. Now, I want to get back to the situation about the gold, because we've got Germany, now Austria, want to audit their offshore gold holdings. In fact, I think Austria brings it now to six nations who have notified the Bank of England, the Bank of France, and the New York Federal Reserve that they want to examine the gold bullion that is being stored for a fee at these bullion vaults. Now, these bullion vaults aren't bank accounts where you put gold in and then the bank takes it out and does what they're going to do with it. These are operated like safety deposit boxes. And these countries and foreign banks are paying a fee, a very stiff fee for the protection of their gold in these giant vaults. And it's supposed to be there. And it doesn't look like it is. And everybody's wondering, where did it go? And when we were doing the episode, The Gold Conspiracy, for America's Book of Secrets, and we talked about, was it being leased out the back door to satisfy gold futures contracts, which were in turn being flooded on the market to suppress gold prices? Certainly one possibility. Was it pledged as collateral on something that went bad and they had to deliver? Maybe. But there's another explanation that's beginning to look more and more real. And I'm going to preface it with a couple of flashback stories. Remember back in 2012 when $6 trillion in U.S. gold bonds were seized in Zurich? And they were declared in the media, oh, these are fake, but they're very good fakes. You can't tell them from the real ones. Maybe if they're that good, how do you know they're fake? Oh, take our word for it. They're fake. And then in 2009, there was this strange bearer bond mystery where basically, again, we were told that authorities intercepted these gold bearer bonds. These are certificates of paper where if you're holding this piece of paper, you can go into the U.S. Treasury and remove the gold. And they were just all over the place, all over Europe. And what I think is happening, has been happening to most of the gold from Fort Knox and the New York Federal Reserve, is following the 2008 collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, all those foreign governments and foreign banks who had suffered losses from what was provably a criminal fraud enterprise demanded the U.S. government make good. And the U.S. government, not wanting a public international scandal that would have destroyed the credibility of the U.S. financial system, made good on the losses using other people's gold. And that is why the New York Federal Reserve can't give Germany back their gold, can't even let them look at it, not going to be able to do that for Austria or any of these other countries. I think those gold vaults are empty, and they were emptied trying to keep the lid on Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud collapse in 2008. I think that's where a big chunk of that gold went, because when you look at the value of these gold bearer bonds that were being transferred around, that's a huge chunk of cash. The 10-year Treasury yield has sunk to a fresh 2014 low. 7-year Treasury yield drops below 2%. There's a Treasury bond bubble. Every time the Federal Reserve creates another couple of billion dollars to prop up Wall Street stock market or to keep the U.S. government running, there has to be a corresponding printing of Treasury bonds by the U.S. Treasury to send over to the Federal Reserve. They're both printing this stuff up out of thin air and swapping it back and forth to conceal what's really going on. But there's now a Treasury bond bubble. There aren't enough living Americans to make good on all those Treasury bonds that have been issued. And the United States is already having to default on some of those Treasury bonds, primarily the ones held in the Social Security Trust Fund. Because back during the Clinton administration, they dipped into the cash buildup that was being put there for the baby boomer retirement surge, and they spent it as general revenues. And it was called a loan, and they took the cash and replaced it with Treasury bonds. And now they can't redeem them. And the U.S. government deliberately defaulted on you, the American worker, because in their eyes, you can't do anything about it. You can't affect the U.S. government's credit rating. You can't repossess. So, yeah, we're just going to screw the American worker here because they can't do a thing about it. Meanwhile, we're seeing more and more commentary about this Eastern energy pivot threatening the United States dollar. What we're seeing the world do economically is a mirror of what they're doing relative to the NSA. Everybody's disconnecting from any internet service that goes through the United States. They're dropping use of anything having to do with the U.S. computer IT industry because of all the backdoors and spying, and they're doing the same thing economically. BRICS nations have set up to run the economy among themselves without involving the U.S. Same thing with the Shanghai Cooperative Organization. We now have, at last count, 132 nations that are trying to de-link from the global private central banking system. Now, handwriting is very much on the wall. Countries are dropping the dollar faster than the U.S. can invade them. And I think that if the United States continues to push on Russia, trying to gin up a war to distract us all from this economic mismanagement and outright corruption and fraud, that all Russia has to do is tell the 80 nations aligned with BRICS, on this day, we will all drop the dollar at the same time, and the whole party will be over. Russia will defeat the United States of America without having to fire a shot. Meanwhile, over in Japan, their government is proposing a new $6 billion gas pipeline from the Sakhalin Islands to Japan. This is going to be a huge pipeline, 1,350 kilometers, reaching from the Sakhalin Islands to Hokkaido and Honshu Islands. Now, at the moment, Japan and Russia have an agreement to share the Sakhalin Islands and their resources. But remember what happened with the islands that Japan was sharing with China. The U.S. came in and said, oh, no, 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 those are all your islands and you should stand up for your right. So, basically, Japan is in a serious situation relative to oil and gas because in the wake of Fukushima, most of their nuclear reactors have been put on hold. But I think they're going to reactivate them now because, remember, yesterday we reported that on Japan's Nuclear Regulatory Commission went through a reorganization, and the one member who was a serious critic of nuclear power was removed and replaced with a nuclear industry advocate. So they're already getting ready to hem and haw and say, well, yeah, Fukushima was bad, but we've got to have those nuclear reactors. Now, Armenia is seeking to join the Eurasian Economic Union. This is the new union that's forming up around Russia, China, and Iran. And now Armenia wants to join with them. They're fleeing the U.S. sinking ship. And there's a new global economy coming into being that is not centered on the United States, not centered on Wall Street, not centered on London, not centered on any nation with a private central bank. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just tuned in, so I don't know how much you've spoken about the Edward Snowden interview last night, but I watched it very carefully, and I was curious to see how he would respond regarding those questions on 9/11. I first started visiting your website after 9/11 to get the truth about it and learned a great deal about my government and about what transpired that day, and watching him react. And, you know, something else, you know, 9/11 is the litmus test. And I realize it's a very sensitive topic and a lot of people are watching him. But honestly, I feel like it is Julian Assange redux. I want your thoughts on that.
Well, basically, you must have been watching a replay because during the live broadcast, NBC cut out that whole section about 9/11. And what Snowden said about 9/11, he didn't want to go into what really happened on that, but he was hammering home a point. He said all of this phone and computer surveillance was already going on 9/11, so there was no way the government didn't know it was going to be happening. And I think that's a very, very valid point to be making right now. I think Snowden is savvy enough to understand that if he'd gone in and said 9/11 is a false flag, he would have opened up a means for the NBC host to attack him because it was a hostile interview. There's no question about that.
I totally agree with you, and I certainly didn't expect him to do that. I thought he would have hurt his whole mission had he done something like that. And I do remember reading that comment on your website earlier this morning about that portion that they had edited out. But my point is, as I watched this though, I mean, the guy terrified me. There was nothing in that interview that I didn't read on your website 5 years ago. And I'll tell you something, and that's my point, though. It's like he's letting out all this, quote-unquote, sensitive information that anybody who's spent time not watching the mainstream media already knows. It just was like I was looking at my phone as he talked about that one breaker phone and how they could turn it on and it can test my heartbeat and, you know, they can think ahead of – I mean, it was terrifying listening to him talk to me that way. And
well, you know what? The value of Edward Snowden is, yes, we in the independent media have known about all this snooping going back to the echelon system of the 1980s, but we were a very tiny minority of people aware of the truth. Snowden basically made it a global issue where now everybody knows it's going on all over the world. And so I'm in agreement with those who say, yeah, he is a hero. And so far, he has not done or said anything to give me cause to think that he's some kind of a limited hangout or taking us in the wrong direction. Because, as you say, everything that he has been saying, we already had here at WhatReallyHappened.com. He hasn't contradicted any of our information. He hasn't said, oh, no, that's loony. It's only this. Again, Snowden was saying, yes, the NSA is recording the audio of phone calls. Back when the official story from the U.S. government was metadata only, now a week ago, the NSA is finally admitting, yes, we've been recording the audio on the phone calls. So Snowden, they're playing catch-up to Edward Snowden.
I agree. And with just one final point regarding that 9/11 edit that they did, and I totally agree with you that had he gone out and said, hey, look, there's a lot more to 9/11 the American public needs to know, you know, that would have been a little bit too far. But I honestly don't believe he went far enough. To not acknowledge that high members of our government actively participated in this event. And by the way, I mean, if the government...
Well, hold it. Yeah. 1 second. You're forgetting something, okay? Edward Snowden may have said a lot more things that NBC just felt could not be allowed out either, during the original broadcast or during the version that was released on the website. Because it wasn't actually a live feed from Russia. They recorded the interview, then flew it back, edited it, and made it ready for broadcast. So we don't know what Edward Snowden really said or how far he did go.
I would love, I'm really looking forward to the next release where they talk about, they're going to name names, who they're spying on, and see what the reaction to that is. It was interesting to see how Congress kind of looked like they were going to go after the NSA and rein them in, and that all went to crap. And it makes you wonder
probably all those members of Congress are getting late night phone calls saying, hey, do you remember how you cheated on your wife back in 1992? We've got photos and videos of it and recordings of your phone calls. And if you go after the NSA, we'll make them public. I mean, that's the real danger of this NSA spying on everybody. They're spying on our politicians. They're spying on our Supreme Court judges. They're spying on everybody to basically get them to toe the NSA's line.
And just thinking that they have that capability, I believe, has altered everybody's, modus operandi. You know, I mean, I'm very careful about what I put on the internet now. I'm very careful about text messaging and things that I put out there as a result of this without even having any evidence that, you know, anybody has turned on my phone without me knowing or listened in on me or just the idea that they can do that.
That's common sense, but it isn't just the internet and the phones. The NSA has backdoors into all of our desktop computers where they can come in through the router, through the firewall, and look at your private files on your hard drive that you have not made public on the internet. That's how pervasive it really is.
Doesn't sound like we're going to stop them, but I'd love to hear any ideas that you think might be on the horizon for liberty.
Well, I think when the economic crash finally happens and there's no more money flowing to NSA and they're just going to have to fire all their people, and I think we ought to convert all those data centers into a grand version backup utility, or else shut them down, sell all the hard drives for surplus. I can always use more disk storage here. But I got to tell you, everybody who violated the constitutional rights of Americans needs a good thick coat of tar and feathers.
Thanks for taking the call, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you always talk about certain websites, and I guess I don't get it down fast enough, but could you inform us what websites you go to get your daily information, your news, so we can all kind of keep up on that too?
Well, I go to a great many different websites. I don't rely on any one. Obviously, off the top of my head, Al Jazeera, Russia Today, UK Guardian, some of their stuff is a little tabloid-esque, but I try and hit the major websites pretty much around the world to sort of get an overview about what's going on, and then I turn on the American media here on this monitor to find out what they're lying about today, which tells me what I should be paying attention to.
Right. Hey, one other comment on the Chocolate King winning the presidency in Ukraine there. It's kind of interesting that he's able to hold on to his media, his news station. So, you got corruption kind of built right in there.
Oh, it absolutely is. And by the way, that whole Chocolate King thing is just a propaganda label. And yes, he has bought and owns a chocolate company, but he didn't start it. He doesn't get in there and formulate the chocolate. He basically comes from a family that's very heavily into corruption and organized crime. We posted an expose on that yesterday on the website. Apparently his father was helping corrupt members of Ukraine's former government launder their ill-gotten gains and made a huge amount of money from that. And we know many political dynasties are started that way. The Kennedy dynasty began with old Joe Kennedy, who was a bootlegger, made his money during Prohibition.
That's true. Very much so. True. Thank you.
All right. All righty then. Now, interesting little story. This has to do with the California Raisins. Remember the California Dancing Raisins was a huge hit. They were even selling dolls of them now. Apparently, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals finally came to a ruling regarding the U.S. Department of Agriculture confiscating 47% of a raisin farmer's harvest without compensation. Look at the bottom of that Fifth Amendment. Private property shall not be taken for government use without just compensation. Well, the USDA came in, confiscated 47% of this raisin farmer's crop and destroyed it in an effort to prop up and support raisin prices by creating an artificial shortage. Okay? So this decision from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the USDA did not violate the Fifth Amendment because their motive was to drive up crop prices, which would have benefited the farmer and that he would not have financially suffered. That's their justification. Now, the part I have a problem with right now is we have millions of hungry Americans in this country, and the USDA is confiscating and destroying real food simply to drive prices up. Does that make any sense at all? It doesn't to me. We should have plentiful, cheap food in this country so that everybody is able to have a meal, instead of this artificial shortage game to make the food corporations more profitable. Speaking of food corporations, Artisan Salami, you've probably seen them. They're a product that's all across the United States, and it's a very, very good product. And, I'll tell you the story when we come back. This is another example of complete out-of-control government overreach. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're talking about a company called Bolzano Artisan Meats. And they are, or were, up in Wisconsin. They sell all across the country. They made a very fine product. We even bought and used them here. And for many years, they were using fermentation and drying to create their meat products. And they were considered a model of this kind of a business by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Everything looked to be hunky-dory. They even had some of these inspectors coming over on their own time to look around to see, okay, this is the example of what it should be like, and we'll now go on and inspect these other plants. Apparently, however, Bolzano accidentally uncovered that the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, either intentionally or just out of incompetence, was interfering with regulatory and food safety information that DATCP needed to get to the USDA, and the USDA intended to get to plants. Information was being messed around with. And when Bolzano went public with that, DATCP came down on them like a ton of bricks, ordering recalls of all of their products, refusing to let Bolzano sell their current inventory or what they had in production, even though it wasn't part of the recall, and basically drove this company out of business. And they're going to destroy $50,000 worth of the world's finest salami in a country with millions of Americans going hungry. Does that make any sense at all? And the answer would have to be absolutely not. What's going on here is really very simple. All of these government workers understand the economy is in the Al-Qaeda. And they understand governments are looking for places to cut costs and let government workers go. And government workers don't want to lose their job. because if they go do the exact same job in the private sector, it's an automatic 30 to 50% cut in pay. And so we have all these little minor bureaucratic annoyances swarming across the country looking for anything that they can get involved in to prove that they're essential to the smooth running of the United States of America. We had a letter that was in our website yesterday about this guy who's living on a farm, and it's fenced, and he's got these dogs, and they're very happy, and local government came in and said, oh, no, no, you've got to have a kennel, and you've got to have the roof, and you've got to have this, or we're going to take your dogs away from you. Even though the dogs are obviously very happy and very well cared for. These bureaucrats are not interested in making your life simpler or easier or beneficial. They're there tinkering with your life, interfering with your life, harassing you because they want to keep their jobs and they need to look like they're doing something useful. Except, of course, for those order processors over at the Obamacare website who are being paid money to sit around and do nothing all day long. Now, over in California, once again, the California lawmakers rejected another bill that would have required labels on food made with genetically modified organisms. It's the second time in 2 years the legislation has failed. And that tells you who the California lawmakers are working for, and it is not the people of California. Monsanto is using every bit of its financial and political clout to hide from you what you are eating. And if there is a fundamental human right, it is to know what one is eating, putting in one's body, to know what it really is, truth in labeling. And now we have corporations and government that want to sell you products. They don't want you to know what's in there. It's none of your business. Just buy it and swallow it. That's all you need to know. If it makes you sick, our partners in crime over at the pharmaceutical industry, they've already got a pill to sell you. It's even worse over in Great Britain. In Great Britain, you can now only buy heirloom seeds, meaning non-GMO seeds, if you are part of a private members club. The European Commission, this is going to be all over the EU, they're drawing up a new law to regulate the sale of all seeds. And if you want non-GMO seeds, you have to join a private members club. They will not be available in your local home and garden store. I mean, even Hitler didn't come into people's homes and say, you will plant this plant, you will have this flower, you will have this vegetable. Boy, I'll bet you these private members clubs are going to be jumping up all over the place. When they have to work this hard to hide GMO from you, when they have to work this hard to force you to use GMO, it tells you they know there's a problem. But they've invested way too much money in GMO to let a little thing like harming the public health get in their way. They just see those huge guaranteed profits out there, which, by the way, aren't guaranteed. Nations around the world are rejecting U.S. agricultural exports. They don't want to have anything to do with it. Corn exports to China have plunged by 85%. China just quit doing business with the U.S. because they keep ordering GMO-free corn. They get GMO corn and say, you guys are trying to pull a fast one on us. Now they're going to Brazil. Voters in Northern California are actually going to be voting to the counties, voting on whether they want to secede from the rest of California and form the 51st state. Personally, I think all 50 states ought to secede from Washington, D.C. right now. And they're still out there pushing global warming. Lake Superior had record ice in May. More ice than at any other time since records were kept. But Al Gore and Obama, they still want their carbon tax and want you to buy the carbon credits. Somebody did an analysis of how much carbon dioxide has really increased in the atmosphere. And to put it in perspective, the equivalent of additional atmospheric CO2, it's increased by one part in 10,000. And to put that in perspective, that's like going to the Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid, which is one of the world's largest stadiums, and cramming in seven more people. That's how little CO2 has gone up. And, of course, we're here on the tail end of yet another record-setting winter, And still they're out there, global warming. Obama had his climate assessment. You're all going to broil to death if you don't pay a carbon tax here. Over at StephenGoddard.wordpress.com, global sea ice area is growing by the area of France every 8 months. Now, the carbon Nazis have finally acknowledged they can't go on saying the ice caps are shrinking. The ice caps are shrinking because too many people have access to the satellite photos of the polar regions. And it's very obvious they're getting bigger. But these are not people who are ever going to admit their theory was wrong. They're not going to back off. And so we saw this particularly onerous piece of propaganda over at sciencemag.org saying changes to wave height are promoting ice formation. And the world is getting warmer. Take our word for it. But the growing ice is because the ocean waves have changed. And it is amazing the lengths the carbon Nazis will go to not have to admit their theory of human-caused global warming has not proven out. To not admit that we're actually in a cooling period. Because the real agenda is to get you to buy carbon credits, on which they make money, or get you to pay a carbon tax, which Obama is desperate to get because Obamacare has cratered as a source of revenue. And they're supported by legions of people who bought into the religion of human-caused global warming, and now they can't bring themselves to admit they were made fools of by Al Gore. They can't admit they were wrong. They'll go to their graves screaming about human-caused global warming. We'll have to dig a hole in the ice to bury them. Story over at naturalnews.com talking about the artificial immunity from vaccines may not be all that good. And that in point of fact, because the body will overreact to these vaccines, they're actually causing a lot more damage. Debilitating conditions. Peanut anaphylaxis is a big one. For some reason, the vaccine makers wanted to use peanut oil as an adjuvant. Now, an adjuvant is an additive to a vaccine to provoke an immune response from the body. And the idea being that it will recognize the pathogen in the vaccine and have immunity to that. But at the same time, it's triggering this peanut anaphylaxis that's afflicting our entire country, where people are just dying if they breathe peanut dust. We'll be back after our top of the hour blurb with James Fetzer.